This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, dependent on God. And when I take that bread, I'm saying, I depend on you, Lord. And when I take that cup, I say, I depend on you, Lord. And he says, all right, I got you. I got you. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I got you.
Calling all world changers. Meet us July 14th through the 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. It's time to be empowered by Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Register right now to reserve your seat. Text Grace Life, no spaces, to 51555 or call 1-866-477-7683. Virtual registration is also available. Visit gracelife-conference.org for more info.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
I don't know if I've ever seen so much fear in the earth. I don't think people are understanding how you can be controlled by fear. Fear will cause you to forget the things that God has already made available. Yeah. I mean, think about that for a moment. You can be so occupied with fear that you forget you're delivered from it. So occupied with fear that the thing you're fearing, Jesus has already taken care of and given you provisions. So if you spend all of your time focused in on the fear, then you're not going to be focused in on the finished works of Jesus Christ, and your heart will literally become hardened against what Jesus has already done for you. Whatever you give your attention to the most, that's where you're going to be more pliable and flexible. But the thing you're ignoring the most, which may be God's promise and His word, well, that's going to be the area where it's going to be hardened. Your heart's going to be hardened to it. And there are lots of things going on right now. There is a slow introduction to witchcraft that's going on. And, you know, somebody was telling me a story the other day that they got these sites out that gives you spells to, if you put these ingredients together, and you can get some money from the spell. And it's just a lot of stuff going on. I rejoice because I realize Satan knows his time is growing short. And he's desperate right now. This is a desperate move. But when we take communion tonight, we're taking communion over your victory over fear. You must not fear, okay? And so whatever's the bottom line of that fear, you might have to cut it off and stick away from it, but you listen to me. You know how dangerous it is for you to open yourself up every day to fear and the spirit of fear? A lot of people think, well, it's no big deal. It's natural and it's normal. It is not. But 2 Timothy said he did not give you the spirit of fear. You're saying it's natural and it's normal. So all you're doing, if with the attitude that it's natural and normal, you're allowing Satan to have a foothold in your life to begin to produce things. Let's defeat fear. Let's just take everything you're afraid of. Take everything you're scared of. You don't have to do nothing. Somebody's saying, well, if I really defeat fear, I need to do this. No. I'm asking you to just depend on God. Let's deal with this unseen enemy. And let's depend on God. And anytime it tries to come back up, Lord, I depend on you. Anytime you got to defeat fear, you cannot continue to move around in the pasture of fear, feeding in the pasture of fear, and the enemy not take advantage of that, especially you who are hearing things like this. And Satan's determined to keep people grazing in the pasture of fear. And you got to let it go. And you're going to let it go over communion by remembering. The power of remembering what Jesus has done and the power of you going before God and saying, Lord, thank you for loving me. I believe your love. I receive your love. Therefore, I'm healed. I receive your love. Therefore, I'm protected. I receive your love. Therefore, what the enemy is doing to the world, he won't be able to do it to me because I receive your love. And that is actively resisting the devil. You're going to have to pull this stuff out. Now, them days of talking about how great a Christian you are, them things are over with. We're going to see, you're going to see now what you got. It's one thing for you to be talking about how awesome of a Christian you are, but now the battle is on. What you got? What you got? Those of you who streaming in, get you some communion elements, get you a piece of light bread, get you some water, get you something, and we're going to receive communion over this. I want to go over 1 Corinthians 11 with you first. In verse 20, he says, when you come together, wherefore, in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper like you eat a sandwich. Okay? He said, for in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and the other is drunken. So he said, this is not like a meal you eat at lunch or breakfast or dinner. He said, that's not what this is. He said, what, have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise you the church of God, and you shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, the same night he was betrayed. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and he said, now this is key, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. He said, do this, what? In remembrance of me. Somebody say, remember. He said, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the what? It's the new covenant, the New Testament in his blood. So his blood gave birth to a New Testament, okay? He said, this do ye as often as you drink it. And he says, you're going to drink it for what? In what? Somebody say, remember. Remember. Notice the body. Notice the blood. Notice the cup. Notice the bread. All of it is about what you remember, okay? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. Now, how would I do it unworthily? By eating the bread and drinking the cup and failing to remember. It's an unworthy thing to eat it and drink it and don't remember what that bread has accomplished and what that cup has accomplished, what that body has accomplished, what the blood of Jesus has accomplished. He says, when you do that, you'll be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I'm looking at myself to make sure, okay, I remember that the blood of Jesus is the blood of the New Testament, and by the blood of Jesus, I'm under the grace of God, and by the blood of Jesus, I've been made righteous, and I'm remembering what the blood has accomplished. I do the same thing with the bread. I'm remembering that through his body, which was broken for me, that I can be whole for the rest of my life, and I can declare whole. And God is faithful to that. God is faithful to my wholeness right now. God, you're not going to wake up one day and God decided, well, my bad, I changed my mind. No, he is faithful to being whole, to our wholeness. He says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, not remembering, eateth and drinketh damnation, or he blocks up the benefits to himself because he's not seeing the Lord, he's not discerning the Lord's body, that body was broken and that blood was shed for your, for the grace of God, the righteousness of God, the wholeness of God, all the things that have been made available to you. For the cause of not remembering. See, fear causes you not to remember. Fear causes you not to remember that you're whole. It causes you not to remember what the blood has done for you. Fear causes you not to remember that you've been sanctified. Fear causes you not to remember those things. And what he's saying, for this cause, many people are weak and sickly among you, and many people sleep or die early deaths. Now, let me show you how bad it is in religion. Religion have you thinking that if you come in and take communion and you don't feel like you're cleansed or you sinned, that you're going to die for taking communion. I can't tell you how long I came to church and they passed a communion plate and I said, I can't take it today. I ain't ready today. I might die. I'll just pass it on. You don't know what I did last night. Let me go and pass that communion on because I ain't going to be playing with God. That's one thing I don't do. I might not be no good, but that one thing I don't do, I don't play with God. Now, that's not what he's talking about. He says people die early and they are sickly because, watch this, they didn't discern the Lord's body. They didn't take communion to remember that they're healed, to remember that they're whole, to remember what Jesus has done. There's a powerful thing in remembering what Jesus has done for you. And he says, there's power invested in this communion. There's power in you you understanding and remember what the blood has accomplished and what this broken body has accomplished. He said, now, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened or directed by the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait on one another or tarry for one another. And if any man hunger, if he's hungry, he says, you go eat at home. That's not what this is for, that you come not together unto condemning one another and condemnation. He says, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Now, this is the New Testament's order for that communion, explaining to us how to take full benefit of it and also telling us how you can dam up all of those blessings that God intends to come your way, just simply not understanding what you're doing. Not understanding that I need to remember what the blood. So it would be good if you did a study on what the blood of Jesus has accomplished for me, what that broken body was accomplished, so you can remember. But then in John chapter 6, it's even more powerful as Jesus begins to prophetically talk about the communion that is to come. And in verse 48, John 6, 48, he says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, but they're dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're just so not into understanding what Jesus was saying. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Now imagine them hearing that. They thought Jesus was talking about cannibalism. They couldn't foresee what was to come in this communion that we just talked about in 1 Corinthians. Verse 54, Jesus says prophetically, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. We not only live forever, but we also have the life of Jesus, the life of God. We'll also have the relationship with God, the presence of God. This is what this eternal life is all about. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I dwell in him. See, you can have an assurance tonight that there is a, where two or three shall be gathered in his name, there is he in the midst of us. He says, I'm going to dwell with you. I'm going to dwell with you. What is dwelling? Living with you. My desire is to live with you and for you to live with me. And he says, people who understand communion, not just when you're drinking the cup, and not just when you're eating the bread, but when you're remembering. When you're remembering crazy stuff happens and you remember what the blood has done for you. Crazy news comes on the television and you remember what the word has to say. All of the craziness of the world that pumps fear out there should not affect you, because every time you hear the world say one thing, you're remembering what Jesus has already done. Glory be to God. And that's what we got to do. We don't have to be subject to the same fears that the whole world is subject to. And as the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. What, you know what he just said there, right? I live in total dependence. I am living in dependence. He says, as the living Father has sent me, I live by, or I depend on the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by and depend on me. I am taking this communion. I am remembering him, because it's a way of me demonstrating that I'm dependent on you. Glory to God. I never forget when God said, you're taking all these supplements and you're missing the number one supplement, my communion, my table. Take everything you're concerned about and eat from my table. Glory be to God. Now, ain't nothing wrong with your supplements, except, watch this word, depend. Am I dependent on the supplements more than I depend on him? He says, because I can take communion, and just like he depended on God, I can depend on him. So take your vitamin C. Take your vitamin D. But you got to depend on God to do something with that vitamin. Amen. You do y'all hear what I'm saying tonight? He said, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat, manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread, watch this, shall live forever. We have something greater than the world. And we won't even use it. We have something greater than the world. There is no reason for you to be afraid in the time of an epidemic or a pandemic. There's no reason for you to be afraid in the time of a storm coming in your neighborhood. I depend on God. I don't know where that tornado is going to come. So before it get in my neighborhood, I'm depending on God. God, I thank you that you're watching over my house. I thank you, Lord, that you're watching over my life. Oh, my God, you know, over our communion, we take time to pray over our kids. Lord, watch over them, minister to them, surround them with wise people that are speaking to their lives. We pray and believe God for one another. I got to depend. That's why am I taking communion at home? Ain't nobody there to say, look at him, that's a good Christian. That ain't why I'm doing it. I'm taking that communion home because I am dependent on you like Jesus depended on you. Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, dependent on God. And when I take that bread, I'm saying, I depend on you, Lord. And when I take that cup, I say, I depend on you, Lord. And he says, all right, I got you. I got you. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I got you. You don't know who you're around, what you're around, what's floating in the air, and God Almighty has already taken care of you, and you didn't even know you had been taken care of, praise God. I got to trust God. I don't know who touched what. I don't know who breathed on what. I don't know who touched the watermelon before I touched the watermelon. I don't know who picked up the tomato before I picked up the tomato. I don't know who breathing in the air, and the air got it and caught it and breathed. I ain't got time. I don't know who I chewed before I got there, and the spit went everywhere. I don't know none of that, but what I do know is that I got a God I can depend on. What I do know is the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has been shed for me. What I do know. What I do know. I will not be afraid. Why? For thou art with me. Bow with me. Where you at tonight? Let's take this communion. Let's believe God. Take the bread. which represents the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you at home, whatever you got, that represents the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what this represents. It represents wholeness. Say out loud, I am whole.
I am whole.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing
broken.
Shalom.
Peace.
Peace.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
That's what this means. And I receive that right now. Not based on what I see, but based on what you promised. I depend on you, God. I depend on you for my wholeness. Come on, I depend on you for my wholeness. I speak peace to my life. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
And the Bible says when you do that, every mountain shall be removed. It'll be brought down. A mountain will be brought down to a plateau. Say it again. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
So for as often as we eat of this bread that represents wholeness from your broken body, we do so in remembrance of you. You may eat. Peace, peace. Peace, peace. No fear, no fear. Peace, peace. No fear, no fear. Peace, peace. No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. No fear, no fear. Peace. Peace. Peace, no fear. Peace, no fear. I will not fear. I will not fear what men can do unto me. I will not fear what the devil says. I will not fear the reports of the media. I will not fear. No more fear. I won't tolerate it. I won't put up with it. No more fear. That's it. It ends right now. It ends right now. It ends right now. It ends right now. I cast all fear out right now in the name of Jesus. My God. Take the cup. It represents the blood of, we missed this, of the New Testament. You know what that means? This represents the blood of the grace of God, where your dependence upon Him. See, the old covenant was dependent on you and what you can do. This New Testament is depending on Him and what He's already done. Thank you that the blood of Jesus has granted unto me the New Testament. Glory to God, and by the blood I'm righteous, and by the blood I'm redeemed, and by the blood I'm healed, and by the blood I'm prosperous, and by the blood I'm protected. And by the blood, I'm covered. And by the blood, I overcome the enemy. And by the blood, no sickness or disease or virus that touches my body will be successful. It dies instantly because of the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you, fear. I plead the blood against the spirit of fear. God didn't give me the spirit of fear, so you get out of here. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. You may drink. Now, therefore, over the communion table, the spirit of fear on this night is defeated. I said the spirit of fear over this night has been defeated. The spirit of fear has been defeated. You're free from it. You stay free from it. Every time fear tries to knock at the door, your response should be, I know God loves me, therefore I'm free from fear. I know God loves me. You're laying in the bed and some thought come across your mind. Say it out loud with your mouth. He's talking to you in your mind. Open your mouth up. I know God loves me. Therefore, there is no fear.
There is no fear.
I know God loves me, therefore I'm delivered from fear. Amen.
Are you looking for tools to defeat the terror and panic that are in the atmosphere these days? The answers are in Creflo Dollar's 7-message series, How to Defeat Fear. God is greater than any fear we could face, and this life-changing series will equip you with godly weapons to eliminate fear from your life.
Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, dependent on God. Your faith is really dependent on God. The just shall live by dependent on God. Now, dependent on God is the substance of things hoped for. Dependent on God is the evidence of things not seen. For we live from dependent on God to dependent on God.
Just trust God and watch Him come in and take that fear away from you.
Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to secure your series today for a love gift of only $40 or more. Banish fear today.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change.
But God says, no, you're valuable because you belong to me. You're valuable because you're a part of my family. It's not in what you do, it's because of who I am on the inside of you.
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. Grow in purpose and in grace with believers from around the globe.
But those of you who have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you might still have some crazy stuff going on, but you got that one thing right, and God can help you and take care of you. But don't ignore Jesus.
We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.